Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a few questions from the floor. You'll be able to direct them to the team here. If you could just introduce yourself. Please use a microphone so we can all pick up on you. Just introduce who you are and the organization you're representing. Carly, there's a microphone just behind you. We'll start with Carly.
Could you just tell us a bit more about the progress about on the GTL prospects in Uzbekistan in terms of how far that is, whether you have a local partner there or not, and what you've secured in terms of rights from the government, if anything, so far?
Thanks, Carly. I'm going to ask Leon, who's quite close to you there, to answer that one.
Thanks, Carly. Just to give some dimension, Uzbekistan is one of the former Soviet Union states. It's a double landlocked state. It's got quite a lot of gas reserves in the region of over 60 TCF. You need about 3 TCF to build a typical Oryx type plant. We are in discussions there with a local gas company. The country has got a refinery, it's got some of its own oil, but its oil production is reducing, so it will become an importer of oil shortly. And that gives us a good basis for a business model for a GTL plant, because they like to produce their own GTL fuels to supply their local market, and they've got the gas reserves. As partnership, we also have Petronas. So it's a tripartite venture at this stage between ourselves, Petronas, and the Uzbekistan Gas Company, and we feel very confident. We've made very good progress over the last 6 months, and we hope to have moved this into feasibility stage when we meet with you next time.
Thank you. Justin?
Justin Brown from Business Report. Just wanted to find out regarding Project Mafuta. Will you still be completing the pre-feasibility study by the end of this month? And would you be able to elaborate on what kind of jobs and capex numbers you expect from the project? If I may ask just two further questions. How much of your profitability from your international operations come from Oryx? And I think you've cut about $28 billion in capital expenditure. Just wanted to find out what has been cut back. Thank you.
Benny, would
you like to take them off today? Right, thanks very much. Glad to say we are close to completing our pre-feasibility, and very soon we will come back to you to indicate our entry into feasibility. However, it is still too early to give you the final figures on the capex. And as you know, with the environment on the capex side changing as fast as it is, it's a moving target. But we are confident, so confident that we have bought and acquired some lands appropriate for it. We have acquired the reserves, appropriate reserves. You might have seen we have also applied for a manufacturing license for Mafuta, which closed late last month. Hopefully, we will be successful. You'll also note that we have signed an MOU with the IDC, who will be our partner in this regard. I'm confident we won't say the end of this month, but I'm confident soon we will come back and make a clear announcement as our stage into the real feasibility study together with our partners.
As regards the Oryx profitability figures, unfortunately we can only talk about the improved profitability, but you know, we've got some sensitive disclosure issues taking our partners into account, so unfortunately we're unable to give you the exact figure.
Okay. And then there was a follow-up capex question.
I think the question, Justin, was to do with where's the capex been cut specifically. Yeah, we can't. We've only recently made this announcement, so we've given you the dimensions of it. Christine has, but how that plays into each project by project is detail that we will disclose as we go forward. What we can say is that we continue with the Mafutas and the China projects and the Uzbekistans and the Secunda growth, certainly all the work in Mozambique is continuing, and many more. So all the big ones that you are most familiar with are continuing.
Further questions? Microphone, please.
Hi, I'm Michael Coulson, and I'm not quite sure who I'm representing today, but in terms of the share buyback program, could you please tell me how much you spent in total and how many shares in total were repurchased before you suspended the program?
Thank you, Michael. We, the exact figure because we bought shares in two successive reporting periods. To date, we bought back about 6.4% of our issued share capital. The actual the amounts that we actually spent on it, I'm unable to give you right now, but in the current reporting period, it's quite evident in the cash flow statement what we spent on it. I'm just trying to find it.
Can we dig it out and give it
yeah,
to you?
Yeah, we'll give it to you.
You have 7.3 billion in
yeah,
the and then there's the 1.114.
That's
is that
correct.
The total amount?
And then we had a small amount that we spent in the prior period as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you say 6.4%, can you actually tell me how many shares that was?
It's also in the statement. Let me just have a look. Can we just get back to you in a while? Because in the current period, it was 3.2 billion shares, but... let us see.
So the follow-up questions? Terence
Creamer of Engineering News. Just if you've got any word on what, or some calculation on the windfall that you might get from the tariff increase on the pipeline. Secondly, what the final mix between gas and coal is at the Secunda expansion, and whether you have secured all the sort of coal necessary there. Thirdly, whether there are any further provisions for competitiveness fines or other provisions in that regard.
So could we just hold it there? It's difficult to stay with you there, Terence, and then remember all the answers. I presume you're referring to the Transnet pipeline. We'd prefer not to enter into that debate. It's clearly other parties are having a lot to say about it. We'd prefer them to continue with that, so we won't comment on that one. The second part of the question, Benny, could you take that?
Yeah, can you repeat that, Trans?
The mix between gas and coal and the Secunda expansion.
Coal at Secunda expansion, and whether you secured all your coal for that, and what investment that's going to take.
Yeah, we have secured. You'd have seen on the slide presentation that the project Tubale 2, which is basically the transfer of the creation of a new mine, the Trestrai mine we're creating a new mine in order to be able to build it. We made that announcement. In fact, we're getting over beyond the feasibility to try to execute, to ensure the supply of coal to the Secunda complex. So we are comfortable that we will have the reserves at least into the future. So
the investment expected on the coal side?
I'm not sure if I can give you the figure, but we have actually approved the capex required for that project for the Tubale 2.
4.5 billion.
About 4.5. It is on 26. Yeah, 4.5 billion.
And then the third question relates to provisions for Competition Commission fines.
Yeah, perhaps I can answer that one. Obviously, the WACC fine has been paid. We have made a modest provision for other potential settlements with the Competition Commission, but it's there's nothing to report at this point in time. As it becomes appropriate to disclose that, we will disclose that.
Just a question from Michael Coulson on the total shares bought back to date. The 6.4% of issued share capital approximated about 40 million shares, 40.3 million shares.
Thanks, Christine. I think there's a follow-up from Carly.
We haven't quite stopped answering or asking questions on Oryx, so apologies in advance. But could you give us an idea of when you expect Oryx to reach full capacity? And then secondly, could you just tell us, there was a reference earlier to the delay in the Synfuels expansion, and I know the investment community had some questions around exactly how that would work and why it was necessary. Could you perhaps just give us some more information on that point?
Sure. Yeah. Take the first one.
Yes, I'm not sure if Beth mentioned, but the average production for February was 29,000 barrels a day. So we are as close to full production as we can get on a
daily basis we exceed sort of the design capacities of the early 30,000 quite regularly. So especially that we'll take it off as a ramp up. We are at full production sort of on a daily basis.
Okay. On the Secunda expansion, you remember our initial announcement was that it was going to be a 4% and an 11 percentage points. The 4%, we worked it out to a 3.2%, which Pat mentioned earlier, and that's total product produced by the plant. However, the other portion is actually, the other portion of the gas was used for generation of electricity. You would know that South Africa ran very tight the electricity supply, and we needed to add onto that capacity. So we used some part of the gas into the electricity. And there's an estimate figure of what the product equivalent of the electricity generated. One would say it's anything between 4 percentage points and 6 percentage points. If we just convert roughly what would it have been in product terms. So we are comfortable on the first phase. The reason for the changes, it was basically to do with the practicality of making the project feasible and ensuring, of course, there is supply of electricity in the country in the same way that you increase your production of your plant. The second portion of it is in pre-feasibility stage. In other words, we're looking at possibility of the combinations of coal and gas in the best optimal way to do so. So pre-feasibility means we're still doing a lot of work to say what would be those percentages and what the sources would be and what the technology is going to be.
Any further follow-up questions?
Okay. Hi, Barry Sargent from MineWeb. Is there in the accounts a breakout of the Nzolo cost? I haven't had a chance to read every single detail, but there might be some numbers that are linked into that. The share repurchase during the period, about 1.1 billion rand, but also shares were issued to the same sort of value, 1.1 billion. And is there any linkage into the share-based payments number of 3 billion rand, et cetera? What is the conceptual accounting for the transaction at this stage, and is that number broken out, and if so, how? Thank you.
Yes, the accounting for Nzolo has been separate to that of the share repurchase. So that's quite important. So we say we've bought 6.4% of our issued share capital, bought back that amount to date. The Nzolo transaction, clearly in terms of the charges, is accounted for separately as a share-based payment expense, and the 3 billion rand relates to the conclusion, the implementation of the black public invitation was concluded in September in the past year, and that's the accounting for that part of the transaction. Clearly in the prior year when we concluded, when I'm talking about the prior year in 2008, in June 2008 financial year, there was a bigger portion of the transaction taken into account relating to the selected participants and the foundation. It was really just a public offer that amounted to 3 billion rand. Going forward, in terms of the charges that we expect on Nzolo, would be the amortization of the employee share option scheme, but it will be far smaller than what we've actually seen to date.
These, of course, are all non-cash costs.
Yes, absolutely.
If we have no further questions, we'll wrap up. We're going to now ask you to leave the room and to help yourself to some coffees and some teas. As I said earlier, we do have pre-booked meetings set up. Pat and Christine will now exit to those breakaway rooms, and we have a team that will come and collect each of you that have booked sessions, and will bring you to Pat and Christine at your allocated time. Thank you.